IATA, strong increase in global airline passenger demand. With airlines providing a diverse range of travel options, there is every reason to believe that this peak northern summer season will be strong. In a recent survey, 97% of passengers stated their satisfaction with their last flight. The data for global passenger demand in April 2024, released by the International Air Transport Association, IATA, that represents some 320 airlines comprising 83% of global air traffic, revealed that the revenue passenger kilometers, RPKs, showed an 11% increase compared to April 2023. Available seat kilometers, ASK, also saw a rise of 9.6% year-on-year. The April load factor reached 82.4%, marking a 1.0 percentage point increase from April 2023. International demand experienced a significant growth of 15.8% compared to April 2023, with capacity up by 14.8% year-on-year. The load factor for international flights improved to 82.2%, showing a 0.7 percentage point increase from April 2023. Domestic demand showed a more modest increase of 4% compared to April 2023, with capacity up by 2.1% year-on-year. The load factor for domestic flights reached 82.6%, indicating a 1.5 percentage point increase from April 2023. Willie Walsh, the Director General of IATA, expressed his optimism for a robust summer travel season as passenger demand has been steadily increasing for 36 consecutive months. With airlines providing a diverse range of travel options, there is every reason to believe that this peak northern summer season will be strong. In a recent survey, 97% of passengers stated their satisfaction with their last flight. It is crucial for every aspect of the travel value chain to prioritize maintaining this high level of satisfaction. According to the IATA passenger survey, there is an 88% consensus that air travel improves one's life. This significant affirmation holds great significance as our members convene for the IATA Annual General Meeting and World Air Transport Summit in Dubai next week. The recognition of air connectivity's ability to enhance lives and stimulate economies presents us with a challenge that will be at the forefront of everyone's thoughts. It is of utmost importance that we strive to achieve net zero carbon emissions by 2050, ensuring that individuals can continue to enjoy the numerous advantages of air travel. Walsh emphasized this imperative, stating, "We must work diligently towards this goal so that people can continue to reap the benefits of air travel." In April 2024, international passenger markets experienced robust growth across all regions when compared to April 2023. The load factor reached its highest point in 2 years, with capacity adjustments aligning well with demand. Asia-Pacific Airlines remain at the forefront, experiencing a significant 32.1% surge in demand compared to the previous year. The capacity also witnessed a notable increase of 29.3% year-on-year, resulting in a commendable load factor of 83.7%, plus 1.7 PPT compared to April 2023. Particularly, the traffic from the Middle East and Africa to Asia showcases remarkable strength. European Airlines experienced a 10.1% surge in demand compared to the previous year. The capacity also witnessed a 10% increase year-on-year, resulting in a load factor of 83.3%, a marginal 0.1 PPT rise from April 2023. With the exception of Africa, international routes originating from Europe have exceeded pre-COVID levels in all other regions. Middle Eastern Airlines experienced a 14.2% rise in demand compared to the previous year. The capacity also witnessed a year-on-year increase of 9.9%, while the load factor showed a positive growth of plus 3.0 PPT, reaching 79.3% in comparison to April 2023. Demand for North American air carriers rose by 6.5% compared to the previous year. Capacity also increased by 10.3% year-on-year, resulting in a decrease in the load factor to 81%, 2.9 PPT from April 2023. Latin American Airlines experienced a 14.5% surge in demand compared to the previous year. The capacity also witnessed a 13.5% growth year-on-year. Furthermore, the load factor reached an impressive 84.1%, marking a 0.7 percentage point increase compared to April 2023, and surpassing other regions in terms of performance. African carriers experienced a 15.5% growth in demand compared to the previous year. Capacity also increased by 10.4% year-on-year. The load factor reached 73%, showing a 3.2 percentage point increase from April 2023. In April, there was a deceleration in the growth of domestic demand. China experienced a moderation in its growth rate, reaching 4.2%, which can be attributed to the conclusion of the holiday surge. Japan's performance remained almost stagnant, which can be attributed to the end of the fiscal year and the commencement of the school spring holiday. Despite these factors, Japan's RPK trend continues to show a positive trajectory.